The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey boy, Italian Jersey boy, Al DiMeola right there. You know, Al, we talk about guitarists. Hey, good morning. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and Debbie. And I got $1 back for my $20 breakfast. I spent $20.
Oh, that seems excessive.
Well, that's okay.
That was $16. So you got to give a tip.
Tip and everything. I guess you can't
but
look at
me. But why was it 16? What was the additional item?
I forgot. And you know what's so funny? I could tell the brass from California is coming in today. You know how I could tell?
Why is it?
The bathroom's clean.
Sure about that? Because the soap dispensers don't work until the toilet.
Is that the funniest thing in the world? Huh? Is that the funniest thing? I walk in and go, I've never seen this bathroom as spotless as and you could tell the brass. And then I look around and the whole office is all in place and everything.
That's hysterical.
Because we have one of our good friends from California coming in from Salem Media. So they said, clean it up. Why? What is that? Like, you know, oh, you better clean it. And who dictated? Oh, but and then we're having the windows cleaned, I hear.
I see. They're being replaced.
But they're being replaced.
Energy efficient windows. So that's why. They're not being cleaned. They're being replaced.
That's
why
everything's down.
Right. That's
my office is askew, as it were. I like to use a word that you don't often use. Askew is like the way I feel every morning, but my office is askew this morning. So
they're replacing all of the windows to energy efficient windows.
Which
that's why everything's off the windowsills.
Okay, because it's good though. Because so when the brass comes into my office and it's askew, I could just not blame
my
usual sloppy self. I could just blame the windows being redone.
Exactly.
And the clocks are down and the banners down. So we redo. This is good. This is a good excuse like that. You went apple picking, Frankie? Listen, this is Albert.
I don't see Frank doing that.
He went apple picking. Not only just apple picking, you had to go 4 hours to go apple picking?
To the North Fork of Long Island, right?
God, which is a hike.
But you can even the bike place an hour away. Well, hour away.
Yeah, you could have went to his house and picked apples in the backyard. Well, you found your way back.
As I've shared with you before.
You found that lady that we lost.
As I've shared with you before, apple picking is among my least favorite activities in the world, right? In terms of apple picking, you pay $18 for the privilege of
$18
of picking fruit like a migrant.
Wait, you had to pay to get into this thing?
Yes,
just to pick the apples. Right. Then you got to buy the apples.
No. It comes with.
Okay.
Yeah, but how many
apples do you get for it?
You get about 4 pounds worth, right?
That's not bad.
The bushel.
But you know what?
The basket.
I can go to a grocery store anytime I want, buy as many apples as I want without that have already been picked for me. Yes, right. For the first time, I went through something called an interactive corn maze, which
I know what that is.
Just delightful.
I know what that is.
It was just delightful. But in terms of my in defense of my longtime companion, she drove the whole way there.
Not the Gumrat. I just want to get it straight. Right. Okay,
she drove the whole way there and the whole way back.
Are you kidding me?
4 hours.
That is huge.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah. And then we went to a...
Can you imbibe into apple cider?
We went to a vineyard afterwards, and I made up for my fair share of wine consumed.
And she drove back. Yeah. So the apple picking thing, the corn maze, you go in.
But it's nice to see her.
What was the corn maze?
You know, I get along with her family really well, and I don't see them that often because they live
You see right there what you say, and I just between us. We're on the air.
I think she's asleep.
I with a relationship. It's not just a relationship. It's the in-laws.
And
it works both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to go, we got to go see. So I got none of that right now. I'm afraid. I think that's part of my fear of a relationship is because I'm afraid of of that, that ancillary.
Exactly. Well, so she's one of, my longtime companion is one of eight, of nine siblings, one of nine children.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know, with eight siblings, there's always drama with one of them. Yeah. You know, whatever.
And there's always something to do every single weekend and every single moment.
That's why she doesn't make us go to stuff every weekend.
Well,
so
you can.
That's why I'm enthusiastically, the rare occasion where she wants to go to something for her family, I'm happy
God
to
bless
do
you.
She comes to my family
God bless
stuff
you.
All
but
the time.
Your show's a great excuse.
It is.
Great excuse. I got to get up at 1 in the morning.
When I used to work nights, I ran into Dan Donovan, who was the DA at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, oh, how do you like working nights? And I said, well, you know, it's okay. The show's okay. You know, I deal with, you know, going to bed late. But I really am not able to go to anything at night anymore. I can't go to any political functions or anything else. Dan Donovan says, are you kidding me? That's great. That's the perfect excuse. You don't have to go to anything. He says, I want that job.
Oh, this is so, speaking of relationships, and we're going to news. So when I went to introduce Dominic Cayenez at the Secondo Theater, when was that? A couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
last Saturday.
So, and everybody was kind enough to come out, and I walked in, and they cheered, and we just had a love fest, and I appreciate that, and I love you for being there. We just had the really, and I'm not saying this patronizing, we have the best audience ever. So one beautiful gal comes over to me. I told you that. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And she came over and she goes, I'm nervous. I'm a fan. I have a crush and I'm a fan. And I said, no, come here. It's okay. Honey. And she goes, but I know I'm too old for you. She says this. And she really wasn't. She was a beautiful gal. So I go, oh, and I remember her name, Joanne. So I was like, that's a great guy. And I joked on stage. Joanne says she's too old for everybody. Laugh. Beautiful gal, great to me. So look at this note I got. Look at the him.
Oh, wow.
Look at this printed, beautiful note. Dear Joe, I cannot thank you enough for mentioning my name on your show. My friends and I have been having the best time with this. You are a great guy, and I love how passionate you are about your beliefs, and I thank you for doing what you do on the radio and through your charity events. And this is meticulously printed out in script. Your dedication to family is heartwarming. I grew up three houses away from my grandparents on my father's side. Boy, do I miss her homemade ravioli. I'll check your events page. I hope one day to hear you sing in person. Al's eyebrows are raised.
Okay.
Tell Al not to worry. You're safe. It's just a long-distance crush.
Did you see?
God bless you and your family. Joanne, God bless you right back. Thank you for that beautiful note. And, Oh, no, he's on the phone?
Yeah.
We don't want to bother you. Okay, you got to talk to your son. I do the same thing. I talk to Is that check? That's great. I like the way it checks in. The son checks in with the father. It's great.
Yeah, he checks in and makes sure that I make sure that he gets his
excellent.
Did you see the young lady? Well, the lady that messaged me on Facebook wanting me to pass on her information.
It was a romantic.
Yeah. So she
interest.
Wrote to me and she said, I listen to Joe every day. This may sound weird, but I hear Joe kid around about getting a girlfriend or married again. It occurred to me how he's looking maybe in the wrong direction. Maybe he needs a woman who cooks and loves family just like he does. I'm not famous or in showbiz, but popular with friends. I would love to meet Joe. You could go on my Facebook page to see my photos and posts if you like.
Well, that's very nice.
I'm basically asking if you could put an idea in Joe's head. I would never say this or message Joe himself. It's too weird. Ha ha. Anyway.
And it wasn't weird to send
to have
a
me
message
go.
To
yes.
the producer.
It's always
right.
better to have a middle person.
I thought that was very nice.
Yeah.
We will investigate that.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Why not? I got all these beautiful women. I'm a very, very lucky guy. I'm afraid of a relationship right now.
You're afraid of commitment.
Why I've been burned so bad? Mm. And what you do, if you're from
More
Naples.
More depressing
if you're,
music
you're,
coming
your,
up.
Your family comes from Naples. And goes, if you're a Napolitan, you lead with your heart. And you invariably get crushed every single time.
Right.
I lead with my heart. I can remember falling in love, giving everything, signing over, and people saying, Joe, maybe you should just be a little... No, she loves me. Mm. It's great. Boom.
So what are you looking
Stung.
For?
Stung. Nothing right now.
Really?
Right now, nothing.
Interesting.
Tutto in ordine, they say. But if a lovely gal happens to show up and something happens organically, and you know that I'm in rehab, that it's about time that I dated age appropriately.
You've been in rehab for a while.
No, it's
not working. Not working out very well.
Do you have any idea the apple picking you're missing out on?
Yeah, I mean, really.
In a relationship,
he has the shakes. You said apple picking. His hand shook.
Understandable.
You know, you got a little.
My mother says
you could be in a corn maze right now.
Yeah, that's right. You could be picking pumpkins. Having a blast.
My mother says to me, God bless you, we're going down the shore. Now, don't forget, I pick her up and we have hours to chat, my mom and I, which is great. And you have to do it. Was, I so enjoyed it. So she goes, Joseph, I think, you know, you have to find a girl that will cook for you. Boom. Like this gal just wrote. Mm-hmm. She cooks for you. I said, Mom, no one does that anymore. No, no. Am I wrong? Call me and tell me if I'm wrong. No one does that anymore. Who cooks for you? You know, takes care of you and can take. No, but because
no, they do. They're just not in your range.
If I meet a gal and then if she's older, like you're telling me to do, Al, right. Like I'm trying to be quote unquote age appropriate.
I know he's yelling at me like 40s is not old. For you, maybe it might be, but it's really not
but
for the rest of America.
They have jobs, they have responsibilities, and where my mom was referring to, mm-hmm. a gal that will cook for you, it doesn't. No, the gals will go, let's go out to dinner, I'll buy you dinner. It's like that. They go out now, and it's a whole different ballgame.
So
ball
they want to buy you dinner.
I know, but that's another thing. Do you have time to sit? What do you think of?
No, that's the thing. You're impatient.
The first time.
Not with us.
What?
Yeah. No.
Ever with us. Ever. Going out of. When you sit, the first thing I think about when I sit down at a social dinner is,
when can you leave?
Exactly. I mean, come on. Exactly. The first thing when I sit down.
Joe, good to see you. Is it time yet?
I look at my
watch. Dessert coming out? What? Huh?
The first thing I go into a social event is, when am I out of here? Yes. It's just because, I mean, unless, I don't know.
But what? Unless what?
I don't know. But if I sit down with a gal, mm-hmm. and I don't think that, then I know it's a good thing.
President sat down with a gal last night. Leslie Stahl?
Leslie Stahl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She looks nice of him to say, I'm the president and you're not.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
I didn't hear that. Did he say
I thought he did great. I could play any of the audio that you're interested in, but I thought, and I didn't watch the entirety of his remarks to 60 Minutes overtime, but...
He stay afterwards?
Yeah.
Well,
they did a whole big, long interview, right? This is his first 60 Minutes interview since taking office. Remember, he did this one interview with her after being elected, but, you know, she was pressing him, because it seems like General Mattis is on his way out, but she was pressing him about NATO, and I think Trump gave the best description and explanation of Trumpism that I've heard to date, right? So basically, Leslie Stahl is asking him, is it true General Mattis said to you the reason for NATO and the reason for all these alliances is to prevent World War III? Trump, no, it's not true. Frank, I like General Mattis. I think I know more about it than he does, and I know more about it from the standpoint of fairness. That I could tell you, Stahl continues to press him. Leslie, you don't have to try again. I know exactly what you're saying. I will always be there with NATO, but they have to pay their way. I'm fully in favor of NATO, but I don't want to be taken advantage of.
Bingo.
That sentence right there is Trumpism to a T.
Yeah. And you can't argue. How do you argue with that?
No, exactly. It makes all the sense in the world.
And they say, and
it is a question of fairness.
And in regards to General Mattis, to Mad Dog Mattis, everybody leaves.
That's what the president said.
Who has stayed with the administration more than really 2 years? You put it.
Tom Vilsack, only one.
Who's a great guy? Yeah. Former governor of Iowa, correct?
Right.
Who I met, who was just a great guy. But you go into administration, you can't wait to get at the pressure that you never sleep.
Right.
Talk about never sleep. Talk about waiting to leave. As soon as you go in, you sign up with administration. You look at your watch. When am I out of here?
Well, and as Nikki Haley demonstrated, you know, the private sector job opportunities that are offered to you once you have a cabinet level position, they're extraordinary. You're basically employed for life in the private sector at a pretty good salary. So these guys don't make a lot of money, these cabinet folks. And, you know, I wouldn't begrudge anybody, you know, if they want to explore other opportunities. That's what government's supposed to be about. You serve your time in government and then you leave. It's not supposed to be a career.
I wish
should be term limits.
Thank you. I wish some politicians would listen like that. They run forever. And then it comes an insidious little club down there in Washington. And when I keep picturing, and you told me who it was, with Dianne Feinstein with her arm up with the lady. She was intimidating another legislator. Oh, God, I should know. It was Dianne Feinstein's picture. Did you see that during the Kavanaugh thing? And she had her arm up like she was bullying. Let's find out who that was. There was another legislator there, and I should know who it was. It was another female politician.
bullying.
Susan Collins?
Yeah, it might have been. No, it wasn't Susan Collins. But whatever it was Feinstein trying to pressure everybody on this Kavanaugh thing. And that, by the way, is going away, and it shouldn't go away. Because Feinstein should be admonished, doing something. What she put that poor Blasey Ford girl through, using her, that is just, it just goes away. The Pfizer situation, you see that? I was watching Maria Bartiromo over the weekend on Future. She was great. This Pfizer, all these little things. Also, Frankie, and we'll go to break here, Hillary with the emails, Hillary with the uranium, Hillary with the foundation donation. It all just goes away.
And look, I know we got to run. Last comment I'll make, though, Joe, maybe we could revisit this in the 9 o'clock hour. NBC News put out a tweet as they were covering the president's rally in Ohio the other day. I think it was Saturday night.
They
put out a tweet saying the president praised Robert E. Lee in his speech in Ohio. I said, my goodness, that's pretty significant. So you go back and watch the tape. The president praised Ulysses S. Grant. That's the opposite of praising Robert E. Lee. Ulysses S. Grant is from Ohio. Now, to NBC News' credit, they did retract this, but it goes to show you a lot of these news organizations, they're so ready to pounce on anything Trump and ascribe a negative connotation to it that its accuracy be damned.
Yeah, that's why I was so glad to see Pastor Brunson there kneeling, praying, man. And also, we're going to talk to Congressman Peter King about this Khashoggi situation and this journalist that was killed in Istanbul. In my opinion, I'm thinking, and somebody tweeted this out, I wish I could take credit for it, was it the Turks that whacked this guy? I mean, it's no real question that he was taken out, but who took him out? They're blaming the Saudis. Let's get into that with Congressman King momentarily. Episcopal in the morning. Debbie is out there on the road. What happened? We missed Debbie. What happened? Is she okay?
She's on tape.
I worry.
She's on tape. She's late.
I worry. But she's with us. She's alive and well in the traffic center on AM 970. Let's go to Debbie right now.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch for slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper at Highland Boulevard with a collision. Jackie Robinson East at Metropolitan Avenue, an accident there. Grand Central Parkway West right at the BQE, another collision. And it's kind of busy on the belt eastbound at Erskine Street with an accident. Westbound side of the Gowanus at 39th, an accident there as well. Traffic is moving solely inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 20, Holland about 40, Garden State Parkway south of 149, an accident. 1 and 9 at Style Street in Linden, an ongoing accident investigation. Southbound New York State Thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And watch for delays, 84 East exit 17, with an accident blocking a few lanes there. Rain this morning, then clearing later, high today of 70 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears filed for bankruptcy reorganization overnight. The Chapter 11 filing means the bankruptcy court will now run the company. Hedge fund manager Edward Lampert will step down as CEO but will remain chairman. There are approximately 700 Sears and Kmart stores remaining. It plans to close 142 of them near the end of the year. Apple has purchased music analytics company Asai. The music tech company is expected to help Apple to recommend music to its users. Axios is reporting the deal, which it says is worth under $100 million. Former Coors chairman Bill Coors died on Saturday. He was 102. His grandfather founded the beer company, and Bill Coors is credited with developing the aluminum beer can. The Dow is up 287 on Friday, NASDAQ up 167, S&P up 38. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, with Frankie Five Barrels and Big Al and Debbie. Great to have you with us this morning. Happy Monday. Congressman Peter King represents Long Island. He serves on the House Intelligence Committee, the House Homeland Security Committee, and is a dear friend of the show and a great all-around guy. Congressman, welcome back to the program, sir.
Joe, great to talk to you, and I feel like I was with you last night. I'm watching on PBS, the Italian-American documentary, narrated by Maria Bartiromo, and there you are. And, great show, by the way. Really good.
You know,
really good.
It was good. It was a PBS show about Italian-Americans. Here is October, and thank you for acknowledging that, you know, that it's we celebrated. It was so great, Congressman. We celebrated Columbus Day in New York City. But the city of Columbus, Ohio, named after Christopher Columbus, canceled the whole festivity. So thank you for acknowledging that, sir.
No, that to me is, first of all, Columbus Day has to be celebrated. And the other thing is just political correctness gone crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. It's a great day commemorating all the contributions that Italian-Americans have made to this country.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, we're supposed to go with Perillo tours to Italy, but we're going to make it, in your honor, we're going to go to Ireland. We'll make another trip to Ireland. Hey, Congressman, this Saudi Arabia situation, do we know for a fact that Saudi Arabia was responsible for the disappearance of this journalist? Or I said earlier, Peter, did the Turks take this guy out? What's going on with this Khashoggi character?
Now, all the evidence seems to be, and again, I have not seen the classified information, so I'm going just on the public record, what some people have told me, is that it does appear to have been the Saudis. And if that is the case, it's obviously, it's disgraceful. We have to take action. Where it gets a little, not tricky, but we have to watch ourselves, is Saudi Arabia. I never trust them for a minute, but they are right now on our side against Iran and against Islamic terrorism. And so, therefore, having them with us does save American lives, and it's in our national interest. Having said that, we cannot allow this to go unpunished. We can't allow it to, we have to take severe action if it turns out that they did butcher to death some an American resident and a Saudi citizen who's actually in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. This is disgraceful. So bottom line is that in the long run, you don't want to lose the relationship with Turkey. Even again, I don't trust them for a minute. They can be, you know, they can switch sides overnight. This is not, this is like dealing with the Australians or the British or the Israelis or the Jordanians or the Canadians. This is a country which goes whichever is interest at the time. And right now, it's in their interest, it has been in their interest, to work with us against Iran and against the Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But having said that, we have to take some sort of severe action against them if it turns out that they are guilty of this.
And I didn't mean to refer to Khashoggi as a character, but he just seemed, I think he sided with Muslim Brotherhood, it seemed. And there's, you have to, there's so many layers to this story. But are there rumors, Congressman, that there is a video of this?
There's rumors, but again, I can't confirm that. There's rumors that in that, generally in consulates, everything is recorded. I mean, they have, especially a country like Saudi Arabia, which certainly has all the money, that everything that goes on in the consulate is monitored, is watched, is looked at, is spied on, if you will. So there has to be some evidence of what went on inside there, where he went, what room he was in, what room he was last seen in. I doubt if there's any video of him actually being killed, but you see him going into the room and not coming out. You can pretty much, I guess, conclude that. Again, I don't want to prejudge, but right now, all we have is lead toward Saudis and us having to take strong action. But again, it's not that easy a decision because if we do break with the Saudis, that could put American lives at risk. Not so much for the Saudis. You know, they will threaten an economic boycott and everything. But my main other concern is the fact that they are strong leverage against the Iranians. We do want to destroy the United States.
I know, that's the whole thing. And Congressman, what's great about you, Peter King, is that what you hear down there in Washington, I would love, but you have to guard what you say. But some this Khashoggi story is so layered, and I know you can't say certain things, but there's so much more to it. Can you tell us this, Congressman King, that there's more to it than meets the eye? Are you feeling that, sir?
There can be. That's really as far as I can go. You know, not necessarily, but you know, there could be.
Understood.
It's almost like one of those TV shows where the opening scene, you know who the murderer is, and by the end, you realize it could be somebody else.
Yeah.
But right now, let me be clear. All we have is, certainly leads toward the Saudis.
All right. I appreciate that, Congressman, and understood, and we respect that for sure. Hey, Congressman, how great was this Pastor Brunson story? I mean, did you see, Peter, when he kneels down and he starts praying with the president? I said it earlier, the 6 o'clock hour, all the leftists went crazy. They went crazy. He's praying thanks to the president. And you got to give President Trump credit. He played this perfectly, yes?
He played it more than perfectly. I mean, he did not concede anything. He played the heavy hand of sanctions, which everyone, not everyone, but certainly everyone in the elite media thought was an overreaction. It was going to cause more problems. And instead, it caused Turkey to back down. It got the pastor back. And it could have also helped us to maybe reestablish a better connection with Turkey. Sometimes, you know, people need that shot in the head to wake them up. And the president handled perfectly. And he never panicked, never flinched. Never gave the impression of any equivalency that somehow this was America's fault or the pastor's fault or that we'd agreed to do something else if they gave him back. No, he just took a hard line. They're not conceding anything. We're coming after you with sanctions. We're going to do whatever we have to do until we get him back, and that's it. End of story. And he came back. So this is a real diplomatic victory, and the president deserves full credit. I don't know if other presidents could have done it that quickly and that effectively.
And Congressman, we saw with the interview on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, they're saying, who's going to leave the administration? What's going on? And Mad Dog Mattis may leave. I mean, this happens. People come and they go within an administration. Are you hearing anything on the inside about Mad Dog Mattis, sir?
No, I mean, there is discussion of General Mattis leaving. But again, I would hope he stays on. But 2 years is a long time in having a position.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Certainly we saw that under the Obama administration. And all administrations. I mean, 2 years is a long time. It's a long time out of your life. And also it's a stage where you're really not making money, probably losing money. In many cases, the pressure is there. You're working 24/7. And all you're getting is abuse from all sides. The pressure builds up. So, 2 years is really a long time. So, listen, I would hope General Mattis can stay on. But if he doesn't, I certainly understand it.
Yeah, Congressman Peter King with Joe Piscopo. We'll let you go, sir. I know how busy your day is. Things are looking great for your reelection, I would assume, sir.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, everything looks good. But I take it seriously right down on the wire. And but right now, yeah, everything was very good and very positive. But I'm not slowing down for a second. I'd take my foot off the gas pedal at all.
Yeah, but Chuck Schumer endorses your opponent. What's with that? I thought you guys were pretty good pals, no?
Yeah, we listen, I understand. Now, if you notice, there was that one negative word that Chuck said about me.
Yeah.
It was so. No, listen, you know, I understand it. Believe me, no problem at all. Chuck and I will continue to work together after Election Day very closely.
And well, listen,
yeah, we disagree on certain issues. He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm going to, you know, support whoever runs against him. But the bottom line is, we never let that interfere with the job we do together, and I look forward to working with him after November.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Congressman King. And I know what Dan Donovan is doing, what Lee Zeldin is doing, and you're leading the way, Congressman King. And thanks for your service, sir. And, Peter, you know what? As a friend, we always appreciate you jumping on the air with us. We don't take that for granted, man.
No, thank you, Joe. Hey, it's my pleasure. Believe me.
All right, my friend.
Yeah, all your friends out there, whenever I'm on the show, they tell me how great it is. So thank
okay.
you.
Congressman, thank you so much. Congressman Peter King right there doing a great job in Washington. He's a Republican representing Long Island. He works in a great bipartisan way, which is seems to be impossible in Washington, man. He serves also on the House Intelligence Committee and the House Homeland Security Committee as well. Andrea Katsimatidis will join us this hour. We're going to find out what happened at the Metropolitan Republican Club. What really happened? In there. Andrea will break it down for us like nobody else can. It's 7:35. Big Al standing by. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
59 degrees. It's 7:35. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is saying his administration is reviewing state procedures in order to improve the system used for handling sexual misconduct allegations. The announcement follows a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday concerning an accusation against Al Alvarez, the former chief of staff at the Schools Development Authority, who resigned 2 weeks ago. Katie Brennan, a Murphy campaign volunteer, was allegedly assaulted by Alvarez in April 2017, but then unable to get a related legal action until she directly contacted the governor and his wife in June. Murphy is said to have responded to Brennan's email within an hour and says the allegation was then handled properly. New Yorkers are using words like wood and dirt to describe the city's tap water over the past month. Officials say the strange odor and taste is due to a repair project in the Catskills, where preparations are underway for the shutdown of one of two aqueducts from the Catskill Delaware Reservoir System. The New York Post reports the State Department of Environmental Protection says the city has been drawing more mineral-rich and moderately hard water from the Croton Watershed Reservoirs in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. The DEP says the odd-tasting water is 100% harmless. In sports, Jets have won consecutive games for the first time in a year after beating the Colts 42-34. Sam Darnold passed for 280 yards. Touchdown passes to Terrell Pryor and Chris Herndon. The Jets defense intercepting Andrew Luck three times. Morris Claiborne returned one for a touchdown. Kyle Palmieri scored twice for the third straight game as the Devils got past the visiting San Jose Sharks by the final of 3-2. And sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. On the PATH trains, we're seeing delays Newark to World Trade with the positive train control. Also, it looks like three trains canceled with New Jersey Transit on the Morris and Essex lines for today. Also, watch out for the new schedules in effect. Let's go to the A and the C train, seeing delays as well with some ongoing signal issues. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 20, Holland about 40. It's a tough ride right now as you take your ride over to 495 eastbound, getting out toward the area of Project 495, getting out toward the Lincoln. Garden State Parkway south of 149, accident just cleared. 1 and 9 still closed in Linden with an accident investigation. And over on the Hutch north into East Tremont Ave in the Bronx, a collision. 684 south, exit 6 in Tona, a crash over there as well. It's a tough ride on the Grand Central Parkway West at the BQE with an accident, and the Staten Island Expressway East at Highland Boulevard, an accident there. Rain ending, clearing later, high today of 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Telling you about pain relief is a joy for me because there was a time when I figured I had to live with lower back pain. I didn't want to go down the path of ibuprofen with its negative side effects or prescription medications and all the dangers that lurk there. But I discovered Relief Factor. I found out that Relief Factor is natural. It was created by physicians. from made from wild-caught fish oil and botanicals to go to work on the inflammation. That's the cause of the pain to begin with. It's natural. I take a packet in the morning and then a packet at night. Twice a day, I'm pain-free. Give it a try. I invite you to take the 3-week quick start. Here's what that means. 3 weeks, $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them and you're only out $20. You've got nothing to lose except perhaps the pain. Like me, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. If you prefer to call, you can, 800-500-8384, or just go to ReliefFactor.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Can we get Big Lou on the show? I mean, I love this guy. I don't know who he is. I have no idea who this guy is. He's on meds. He uses medicinal things, too. You ever hear those commercials? I love this guy. Can we get Big Lou on the show, please?
No.
Yeah, come on. We got Big Lou. I want Big Lou. 740, Andrea Katsimatidis will join us momentarily. I want to tell you, if I can, about Mario Perillo. When you say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? Mario Perillo, right? The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for 74 years. Now, Mario's son Steve is the CEO of Perillo Tours. We've become friends. When I tell you about Perillo Tours every day, I know you know it and I know it. We're all going to Italy together. But right now, let me start with this, if I can. You consider, please, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. When I tell you Roma, Sorrento, Firenze, Florence, Venice, Milano, right? In one wonderful tour, you will see the heart of Italy, and you'll come home with memories that last a lifetime. And you know you got to go. If you don't go, you ain't going ever. You got to make the move, and you got to go. 888 Perillo. It's the Perillo Piscopo Tour. I'm just saying that Steve will, I'll tell you, he'll take you on a stress-free, escorted vacation where you don't lift a finger. Now, be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today. Receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil that is on my stove as I speak. It's a $10 value courtesy of Botticelli Foods. Don't you leave your olive oil out? Of course you do. The art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Now, call Perillo at 888-PERILLO. You can get a Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO. Just give a call and just go, what is going on with this Perillo Piscopo Tour, okay? You put that, and Steve, we'll go to Italy, we'll have a blast. I know you want to go. Or you could just visit, if you would, PerilloTours.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Let that rip out. Let's swing, baby. Francis, Albert, Sinatra.
Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing.
That's my mantra right there. The best is yet to come, baby. 743 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Andrea Katsimatidis is the chairperson of the Manhattan Republican Party, doing a stellar job, and regional vice chair, by the way, of the state Republican Party. Andrea, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm a big fan. You're great. You know, I love Mom and Dad. Margo and John are just, they've been mentors to me as I went into this whole radio thing. But you've been great, and you're doing a great job in politics. It's kind of tricky in New York, though, Andrea, yes?
Oh, thanks so much. It is a little tricky in New York, but we're running some great candidates in Manhattan. It's been a really fun time.
Well, you're doing a great job. And those events that you put together, they're second to none. But tell us, if you would, Andrea, what happened Friday at the Metropolitan Republican Club?
So Friday night, the Metropolitan Republican Club is also our Manhattan Republican Party headquarters and the New York State Republican Party headquarters. The building was vandalized. The doors were spray painted. The windows were broken with bricks. And they left a note saying that they will not be civil and that this is just the beginning.
Wow. So really, there was an attack made on the club itself, you're telling us?
There was an attack on the building itself, and we got it on tape and everything.
Now, no arrests were made in that regard, right, in what they did to the club, correct?
No. All right. Actually, none of the Democrats came out and condemned any of it.
Thank you. That's the weird thing. Do we know what group was responsible, Andrea?
I don't think we know for sure. The rumors are saying Antifa, but I can't confirm that.
So, and the folks that were attacked, were they, and correct me if I'm wrong, they had Make America Great hats on, and someone ran up and tried to rip the hats off their heads. So that instigated the whole thing, yes?
Yes, I mean, that's what I heard. If you look at the people that were arrested, it was people that were protesters at the event. Someone attacked one of the event goers.
Yeah, that's amazing. How does that make you feel that these anarchists are so determined to punish free speech?
Honestly, I think that it's really scary that this is what's going on in this country. And I think that the party leaders in the Democratic Party are making it worse when you have Eric Holder coming out and saying, when Republicans go low, kick them. For me, as a party leader and a candidate, I think that it's scary that people would try and disrupt the democratic process by trying to intimidate us. But you know what? In Manhattan, we are not going to be intimidated. We're building from Harlem to Houston. All of our candidates are out meeting people, and we're not going to stop until we win.
So, and who is Gavin McGinnis? I apologize. I should know who this guy is. He spoke at this event at the Metropolitan Republican Club. And who is he?
He's the founder of Proud Boys. And a lot of his speeches are comedic in nature.
So was it, I mean, the Proud Boys, are they like Republicans? Are they just like, they're like, quote unquote, forgive me for my ignorance, but is it what some might consider an alt-right group? Is that the way you would describe this guy?
I mean, they wouldn't put that label on themselves.
Yeah.
Some people have put that label on them, but I don't really think that it's accurate.
Yeah. And what do you think of the governor's comments yesterday, you know, on your dad's radio show? By the way, the governor calls your dad. He won't call here. I'm just saying, okay? It's so funny. Your dad has all the guests on. I'm telling you. Governor Cuomo called John Katsimatidis, your dad, and denounced the GOP for inviting this guy, McGinnis. What is your feeling there?
I just think America is a nation of freedom of speech, and that's what we're founded on, and like that's what sets us apart from everybody else. I think there's a big difference between having someone come and express their views and doing random acts of violence like vandalism, and I think that, you know, it was totally legitimate to have him come speak. I think the more inappropriate reaction is people vandalizing our building.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Like, and the governor never said anything about Antifa vandalism, like the point that you made.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know, Andrea, what about when they shot at Scalise with that Stephen Scalise down at that softball? It was a softball game for Congress, and the governor. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Andrea, but the governor mentioned nothing about that. Correct.
It's really terrible. No, he didn't. I mean, and it's a little scary. So saying that you're only protected when you're a Democrat and not when you're a Republican.
Yeah, it's so true. You know what, Andrew, we'll let you go, but I really appreciate it. I have to tell you, give you a big shout out. I love the family feel of the Catsimatidis, and you include us. Those of us who are from the outside come in, and we appreciate that and respect that so much with you and your brother, and you, certainly your mom and your dad. It's a beautiful thing. I have to tell you, and if you're listening on the air, this gal is a great family gal. You are doing, you are just doing such a great job with this Republic. It's Republicans in New York. Well, we went to that event at the New York Athletic Club when I was there, and Sean spoke with it. That was great. I didn't even know there were that many Republicans in New York. So, you know, so what you're doing is a great, great job. And you take the high road. And I'm sorry that you got to deal with all this nonsense. But thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning and breaking it down for us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Andrea. We'll see you soon. We'll see you out there soon. Andrea Catsimatidis, chairperson. This is a lovely gal, by the way. Chairperson of the Manhattan Republican Party, regional vice chair of the state Republican Party. John's a great guy. Margot is like, they're like royalty to me. I just love the Catsimatidis. And now they got to deal with this. They got to start with this. And they will try to turn it around. Like, this is, oh, this is like, they were attacked first. And what are you supposed to do? I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, somebody came up and started ripping off the guy's hat, so they're attacking.
Well, I think you're combining two separate events, right? Yeah, so the event that Andrea has just demonstrated incredible leadership on was what happened Friday, where their headquarters was, as she describes, vandalized, left threatening notes straight out of the Hillary Clinton playbook saying they won't be civil. And then on Saturday. Right,
that was the building.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, the building I'm saying, but Saturday is when they had went.
Right. Saturday is when the Proud Boys beat up these protesters.
Yeah, but how did that start? Someone went after them.
I'm sure they were being inappropriate, the protesters, because that's what they do, is they try to get a reaction out of people. But violence is
and
never
the point
acceptable.
I'm making is they went over to the whatever these guys are, and they went to rip off their hats or something like that.
Well, I didn't see that.
Well, that's what I heard. We'll try to break it down. Yeah. Let's get into it, because you know what? If someone's going to do that to me, you're going to have a problem.
And if people want to see Andrea, they can come to our event with her on the 24th and get tickets at am970theanswer.com. Mark Molinaro is going to be there. Shel Farley's going to be there, but a lot of people will be getting a ticket just to see Andrea.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Frankie. Piscopo in the morning is 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now on 751. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads. How you doing out there this morning, Deb?
I'm doing okay, Joe. I'll tell you what's happening out here as we travel around the LIE heading eastbound. As you get out past the area of Little Neck Parkway, watch out for an accident. The left lane is blocked over there. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you take a ride to the Hutch North at East Tremont Ave in the Bronx with an accident there. It's going to be stop and go as well on the eastbound BQE at McGinnis-Humboldt with a collision. And some stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway West at the BQE with an accident. Jackie Robinson East at Metropolitan Avenue, an accident there. Staten Island Expressway East at Highland Boulevard, they just cleaned up a collision. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland still about 40. Looks like Ridge Road will be closed in North Arlington. That's all due to funeral services for the mayor of North Arlington who passed away last week. And let's see what's happening over on 80 eastbound exit 61 in Elmwood Park. An accident being cleared. Rain ending this morning, clearing later, high today 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
It's now a matter of days before America decides who will run the country for the next 2 years. Republicans have benefited from having a Republican in the White House, but losing the House or Senate would give the country back to the left-wing lunatics. Can you save this booming economy?
Do we need to keep up the jobs growth?
Do we need to keep adding the right judges to the High Court? Do we need to keep ISIS on the run? Look, this one is too important to sit out. The epic battle must be won, and it's not over yet. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain, and let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise, and the three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Eric Metaxas,
a show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Well, sometimes I will, but then again, I think I won't.
Hey, Joe Lumberg. Joe Lumberg is back in our weather answer desk. Joe, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, buddy? You got the good weather happening?
It's a little cloudy today, a little milder, a little wet, a little showery, but it's the only wet day we've got all week long. So I can, you know, take one wet day out of five. That's all right.
I know. And but bike-wise over the weekend? You did
nothing. Zero. Big goose egg per mile.
Stop it.
I rode Friday. I got 63 on Friday. And then I ran 7 miles yesterday.
What is nothing? Wait, Joey, what is nothing? That nothing. Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. So 63 miles on a bike and you ran 7 miles. I would be in traction right now with oxygen.
I'm itching to ride today, although it's.
But why would you say that is nothing? Because
I did nothing Saturday.
All right,
zero,
just
nothing.
One thing. All right.
No
all
miles
right.
Sunday.
You did. Hey, so weather-wise, we got rain today, Joe, right?
Yeah, off and on showers today. Okay. It's mild. We'll get well up into the 60s. That's our warmest day of the week. And it's our wettest day of the week.
Okay.
And it's cooler tomorrow. We're in the upper 50s with sunshine and some clouds. Partly sunny, breezy Wednesday, 58. A little cooler Thursday, but dry Thursday and Friday. So no rain after today.
All right, Joe, you're unbelievable. Welcome back, Joe. Great to hear your voice. Joe Lumberg right there. He's the weather. He's at a weatherman at the weather answer desk, 756 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what? I'm so tired of all the upset that you're hearing. And when you see somebody attacking a Republican club, quote-unquote Republican club, and they start, and then there might have been – there's different incidents where, if there's a MAGA hat on, a Make America Great hat again, they take it off. And then they take it off, and then fights ensues. And now in Seattle, Frankie, you're saying there's problems in Seattle?
Yeah, in Portland, this is really, really disturbing, Joe. So a lot of these Antifa protesters were clashing with some what's being described as right-wing activists in the streets on Saturday night. Members of the group Patriot Prayer fought with members of Antifa in a fight that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. Now, the fight was broken up by riot police firing pepper balls. Some of these participants were seen earlier with knives and other weapons. And
see?
The most amazing thing about this is no arrests were made, but police say they are continuing to investigate. I don't know what's going on in Portland. I can assure you, if that was in New York City, that would not happen.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And everybody just got to stand down for crying out loud. As bad as it is, it's nothing compared to 1968 when I was a kid. You guys weren't even born yet.
Yeah,
when
Newark, Watts, Detroit.
Oh, my gosh, in Chicago, the Democratic Convention, you remember?
Yeah.
And I remember that when it was bad, the Black Panthers going out assassinating police officers, you know?
And to your point, Joe, what that did, the chaos in the streets in 1968, politically, it tremendously helped Richard Nixon and George Wallace.
Yeah, very good point.
The Law and Order candidates.
Wallace, yeah.
And if this continues, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, they should keep this in mind. If they want to kick people and call for no civility until Democrats are in office, this will incredibly help Donald Trump in 2020.
And you know what? You're right, Frankie, and thank you for that. I want to touch on this when we get back. I see on television, I see how the media tries to create a racial divide. And we're not that. And I know you listen to the show. We're not that. You and I go, what? What? And we've all experienced prejudice. If your people came from another country, you know you've experienced racism and everything. And you go by it. And we just want to join everything together. Then I got to explain to my son, Mikey. I got to explain to him how there is no white privilege. That is a myth. That is a racial divide caused by the mainstream media. We'll address it when we come back. We'll talk the economy with Alan Tunnelson, Piscopo in the morning. And we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.